हरे कृष्णा। वी आर नॉट आवर फीलिंग्स, वी आर द फीलर्स ऑफ आवर फीलिंग्स। यूजुअली वेन एवर सम इमोशंस कम अपॉन अस, सम एंगर कम्स, डिजायर कम्स, लस्ट कम्स, ग्रीड कम्स, एट दैट टाइम दीज इमोशंस दैट कम इन वी आइडेंटिफाई विद दिंग एंड वी स्टार्ट थिंकिंग आई हैव टू डू दिस, वॉट एवर दैट इमोशन इज इम्पेलिंग अस टू डू, वी हैव टू डू इट। Now, yes, emotions are a part of who we are, but they are not our essence. We are not our emotions. We are not our feelings. We are the feelers of our feelings. That means the feelings come in our consciousness, but we are distinct. We observe and then we can choose whether to identify with those feelings or to not identify with those feelings. So the Bhagavad Gita in the 14th chapter, in the 22nd verse, talks about how we can become observers of our consciousness. So it says that prakasham cha pravrittim cha mohameva cha pandava na dveshti sampravrittani na nivrittani kankshati. Next verse says udasina vadasinam gunairyo na vichalyate gunavartantityeva yovatishthati nengate. So it says that different kinds of emotions associated with the three modes of material nature can come to us. Sometimes, maybe illumination. Oh yeah, this is good. I want to do it. Illumination can come in. Sometimes, you know, things are, this is, very lot of clarity comes in the mind. Prakasham cha pravrittim, sometimes a lot of passion comes. I have to do that. We're just running around here and there. Moham eva cha pandava, sometimes we just feel deluded, confused, not being able to decide what to do and what not to do. Na dveshti sam pravrittani, one does not resent such feelings when they come. Na nivrittani kaankshati, nor does one crave, why am I not feeling like this? Why am I feeling that way? Why is that feeling not coming upon us? Why? Because we see that these are just visitors in our consciousness. Udasina vadasinam, one situation says as detached. Gunairyo na vichalyate, one is not disturbed by the gunas. Guna vartanti tyeva, knowing that this is simply the modes acting, they are triggering different feelings within me. Yo vatishthati nengate atishthati, and firmly situated without being distracted. So by spiritual understanding, by studying the Bhagavad Gita and by spiritual practice, by connecting with spiritual reality, with ultimately Krishna through the practice of yoga, we start seeing ourselves as spiritual beings, different from our mind with its reservoir of feelings. And then we know how to respond to our feelings. We don't deny, say for example, somebody does something which irritates us. Now we don't deny that the feeling of irritation is there. But if we identify it with it, we will in an impulsive way react and speak or do things which we may regret later. But we observe, okay, this has caused me irritation now. Now what should I do? What is the best way to respond to the situation? And then we can find out how best to respond. So, by knowing that we are not our feelings, we are the feelers of our feelings, we can feel those feelings, but we also can use our intelligence. And based on our intelligence, we can appropriately process and respond to those feelings. Thus, we can respond maturely and grow towards deeper spiritual realization. And at the level of spiritual, at the summit of spiritual realization, we experience sublime spiritual feelings in relationship with Krishna. And those are the authentic feelings of the soul, and those which are what will give us lasting satisfaction. So, by not pandering to the transitional feelings that we experience right now at the material level, we can eventually relish the eternal feelings that await us at the spiritual level in relationship with Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.